Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to help you enjoy the office and fall asleep. Tonight we're on Season 6, Episode 16, The Manager and the Salesman, originally aired February 11th, 2010. Oh, look at that, we're coming up. It's almost a match. And, directed by Mark Webb, written by Mindy Kaling, and, we have Kathy Bates as Joe, Nelson Franklin as Nick, and Zach Wood as Gabe Lewis for guest appearances, and, a stunning realization of the director, Mark Webb. This would have been a few years before he directed The Amazing Spider-Man. Pretty cool. Yeah, he did a couple other movies before that, but Spider-Man was the big one where I remember learning who he was and what he was doing. And I'm excited tonight because this should be the fourth week in a row for uploads. Building a nice little streak for myself and excited to continue that. So, thank you for your patience. I know I'd also mentioned I'm just in the process of, very slow process, of updating every single episode to the same volume levels across the whole catalog, because I don't want to have, you know, new episodes be a certain level and old episodes be a certain one. And so it's just a process of doing that, and then also replacing all the files across all the episodes. There's no system, there's no automated way to do it. It's like a lot of, it'll come. I'm working on it. Thank you. Thank you for your patience as I sort all that out. And then also, before we get started, massive shout out to Costco in Pendleton. I got a, if you went to Costco during the holidays, you saw these blankets, Pendleton, giant blankets. I got a king size one, and it is incredibly soft, it is stylish, cozy, and amazing. So, no sponsorship here. You just, game respects game. You gotta love when you get something cool. I also am familiar with the Pendleton brand, and I know that it's a little bit of a dilution for Pendleton to go, you know, this isn't actually made by Pendleton, and there's a lot of caveats to that. So, for any of the blanket snobs, you can come at me later. But for now, I'm really liking this blanket because I'm cozy in it right now. What was that commercial? I just shipped my bed. That has nothing to do with this blanket. All right, so let's get into the episode here. And we start off with Michael talking to Joe, chatting. We start off with Michael on the phone, trying to find a reservation. And it's the first week of the Olympics. Dwight comes in, trying to find his email. There's a lot of affirmation emails. Dwight finds an Evite that Michael claimed not to have. And this hotel has been fully booked for months. But Michael is saying he did it 3 years ago. He hears that Canada's a nice place. Which one? This was the Vancouver Olympics, right? I think he said it in the beginning, I missed it. Very, very well-timed email, of course. I do apologize. How may I help you, Mr. Scott? I would like to cancel my reservation, please. There's a cancellation fee. Put it on my card. The joke being that he could very easily have sold that hotel room for a lot more than he had paid to book it 3 years prior to the Olympics being booked in that city. So, good for him. Just just another Michaelism. And today everybody is preparing for Joe Bennett to arrive in the office. Have everything cleaned up. Oh, and there's Gabe getting attacked by her dogs. The Great Danes roll in to the office. Michael Scott, regional manager. That's Mrs. Bennett. I kept the Mrs. just to piss off the new wife. I cannot look at Kathy Bates and not think about the unsinkable Molly Brown forever. I don't know. It's incredible, too, because this would have been, what, 12 years, 13 years later? Dwight will not stand unless it was the president or Judge Judy. She likes that. There's accounting. Meredith Palmer, Creed Bratton. Tall Drink of Sun Tea, the co-regional manager. There's a commander. Two guys, one job. Michael's nervous about having to do that. We had Andy in an excellent red sweater handing out Valentine's to everybody. Saying, oh look, I've been on zero dates with Aaron. So he's giving everybody a Valentine's Day card instead of just giving one. Yeah, I have this thing, Meredith has this thing about guys cutting throat. Don't cut my throat. Florida's a colorful, lawless swamp. Here, it takes 2 men to do one job. And Florida might take one very strong woman. Jim trying to save them from there. Big picture, day to day. Yeah. I understand. Each of you is doing half a job. The dogs, the great part about this as they sit in the conference room is the dogs are standing like at the edge of the table just chilling, just ready. And the ultimatum is basically we choose one manager, one salesman. Somebody's taking a demotion. Michael will not have it. Which type you ain't? Y'all come back now. Yes. So Jim's gonna let this marinate, and they are literally shooed out of there. I'm a breast cancer survivor, close friends with Nancy Pelosi, slept with 3 of the same guys as Truman Capote. She has her pilot's license. Best all-in-one machines Korea can make. A little bit of a flirty exchange with Aaron and Andy. Got a Valentine for her. It's Snoopy and Woodstock. You named them? Right over her head of the peanuts. And they love each other. They sure do. Excellent red sweater. And a nice pink dress for Aaron. Very thematic. Thematically appropriate. Just choosing seats, not getting married. Be the proud owner of the Sabre Handbook and my autobiography. What is going on, she says. What is Sabre? What's that? Down in Tallahassee. Michael says Texas. Joe is excited that Dunder Mifflin has things all over the Northeast. We're going to start selling Michael's line is, I can manage my way around that. I've been saying the word manager a lot. So whenever Jo thinks manager, she thinks of me. Camel cigarettes do the same thing by making them look like a penis. I can't even go near a cigarette without thinking about a penis, and vice versa. Alright, Joe rolls out. A few questions for Gabe. Nothing seems to be answered. Mindy Kelly is interpreting the Valentine as Andy is in love with her. Studiously read through all of the sales. Oh, I love this scene. He says, you know, some people say it's not about the money, but all due respect, I'm in it for the money and for the women. So Pam figured out that the gym can make way more money with the incentive programs, which is way more than he makes as a manager. And so Jim is like, hey, I think you deserve the manager position. I'm out. And Michael, wow. But then in Michael's fastidious excitement, he tells Oscar that he can't keep a secret. Jim is stepping down and Oscar's like, hey, I might go to sales. Look at these sales. No caps on commissions. You can make a lot more money in sales. Where did you get that information? Manuel who? I have been hustled, says Michael. Speak of the devil. Jim has taken himself out of the running. That's so sweet of you. But now Michael is also trying. Because Michael is also trying to make that money and also in it for the women. Too complimentary. Joe is suspicious. I would sleep in my office. Why would you sexually harass people? Joe is leaving it up to Michael. Or has now dedicated Michael as the salesman. Have fun signing my commission checks, boss. And he's out. Dwight is very upset. Bobcat, this is Dragon. He is sole manager. Meet behind the dumpster. Oh, with Ryan. Ryan comes out in his little scarf. I was at another dumpster. Diabolical plot must move forward. Dwight says, of course I see Saw. No, the movie Saw. Great film. Almost as fun as going on a seesaw. There's psychological torment. There's a very convincing looking snow ice stack on top of the garbage can there. Dwight clearly has not seen the movie Saw. We don't kill him, obviously. No. He's supposed to cut his leg off. You think of something. to work. Jim asked me to do some stuff, and he's manager. Oh. Michael's surprised. I have to make some sales. Michael Scott had a sales. You can't just sit there, man. Dwight wants to recruit the new IT guy. He's very trusting, looking for friends. Like Frodo. Let me handle the Tolkien references, okay? I might start a biological plot against Ryan after this one. Now we have, Michael would always have me bring ants on a log and say, who's hungry at 2:30? Me to spin you in your chair? Why would I do that? It keeps the brain moving. Spinning brain is working brain. I'm just gonna go back to work, says Jim. And Michael closes a sale, whistles the train. The gentleman club at Carbondale called Curved. Not really my cup of tea. Kevin might like it. Nice. Why not? Why not announce it? It's not really 1992 anymore. Everybody gets a good laugh. Kelly reading Aaron. Valentine, obsessed with me much. Friends are worth sharing a doghouse with. Aaron admitting defeat to Kelly immediately. All our clothes, she gets all our clothes at the mall. And Andy is getting a little bit of attention from the dogs. Dwight and Ryan talking to the IT guy. This casting is one of the strangest in the whole show, because he did show up as the graphic design guy years ago, but it's never acknowledged that he's now the IT guy. And it was always interesting to me, because this was right around the time that I had gone to school specifically for graphic design. And I switched to IT, like serendipitously. Wow, it would have been this exact timing. I didn't ever put that together. Now they're making a thinly veiled threat against him to try and get some dirt on Jim. Ryan can't quite smash a can. Now I have Michael smelling something. And it's apparently Phyllis. Good Google Sulfur Maps. This is geological. There might be a side effect of my new allergy medication. Are you kidding me? You guys are okay with this? She sent an email. Missing that office. Andy says it's not because of the smell. Nosebleed. Oh my god. Kelly. saw the Valentine you got her. Believe me, if I got that card, we'd be in the bathroom right now. Michael sulking right in the gym's office. Michael used to wish he was out there. The grass is always greener. There's no grass, just a farty dirt patch. We made a terrible mistake. I'm not really sure what to do. Happy opposite day. She sees it on the way out. One of those amnesia flashlights from Men in Black. What was that movie where the boss was within earshot? They could just walk around the door. A lot of movie references here. You are two grown-ass men. Michael saying he's better be a manager. And he's a good dog person too. They love me. Alright. Joe pulls out the BlackBerry power move. Don't ride him. Lots of people try to ride him. Alright. Everybody check your emails. You may have received a Valentine from me. It does not mean that I like you in any way. Phyllis, you guys are like my closest friends. Concerned from Pam. What are we, five? And professionalism, darn dog. Do you realize how hard it makes me want to like you? I like someone else who... Afraid to answer? Space heater, humidifier, your fan, foot dehydrator. What about my keyboard? Oh, and she gives a little touch to music. So good to be home. How about a little bossa nova? Happy, yeah. Well. Pause for 4.5 hours. Previous record, Henry Rostin, boss for 9 years.